telephone line. Text line is open, 1-877-332-8255. I suspect this next topic of discussion will garner some calls and texts, which is great. It's what I want to see. I want to talk about this shooting that happened in Minneapolis yesterday. I'll start with a couple of things. Number one, obviously, like you, I don't know every detail. I don't know the experience level of the officer. I don't know the intel that they had on this woman that was shot. What we do know is an immigration and customs enforcement officer, so an ICE officer, fatally shot a woman during a confrontation in Minneapolis. There's been lots of emotion, lots of anger, and lots of support and justification for this action. And this, like many issues, sparks a political debate on an issue that I don't believe should be a political debate. I am not commenting on whether or not the ICE agents are doing the right thing. I don't know enough about what they're doing and what their mandate is and whatever. So this is not, I'll tell you what, I am accepting that they are in the lawful execution of their duty. I am accepting that they are there doing a job that they have the lawful authority to do. There are people that don't like them there, and they are protesting. And apparently, this lady that was shot, Renee Nicole Macklin Good is her name, she was one of the protesters. Some people are saying she's a professional protester from out of state. Regardless, she's protesting. I'm not arguing that, and I'm not arguing that perhaps she was in her vehicle blocking the road, because that's, according to the video and according to some of the reports, that's what she was doing. I've seen some reports saying she actually lives in the neighborhood. She was backing out of her driveway. I mean, I don't know for sure. But let's accept that ICE is doing a job they have the lawful authority to do. Let's accept that this person was protesting and attempting to block their vehicles with her vehicle and was given a lawful request to move. Or I think by the end of the video, it looks like a lawful request to get out of the vehicle. I believe, given the circumstances, given all the videos that I've seen, that it would not have been unacceptable for her to have been arrested and potentially charged with obstruction of police. I mean, at least that's the charge that we would use in Canada, because it looks to me like she was taking protest from peaceful and lawful to something that was unlawful. She was obstructing the officers in their lawful duty. So does that breach the criminal threshold in Canada? It would be grounds for an arrest. So I'm accepting all of that. What I am not accepting, based on the, I think I've seen four or five video angles of this, what I'm not accepting is that she was trying to kill that police officer with her vehicle. Was she trying to disobey their order? Yeah, she was. Does that mean she should be shot repeatedly and killed? In my mind, nope. That to me was an absolutely inappropriate use of force. Unless you can dig up something that shows me that there's a prior history of her, or they had some intel that she had threatened to kill a police officer. We are not talking. I have been on the street as a police officer when another officer discharged their gun at the driver of a vehicle. And in those cases that I remember, number one, we often knew that the person driving the vehicle had a criminal history, had threatened to or done bodily harm to many people, including police officers in the past. And in many cases, the officer was in a situation where they couldn't get out of the way, right? If you had a bunch of officers standing in the middle of that suburban street and she came barreling down the street at 100 miles an hour, yeah, she's probably using her vehicle as a deadly weapon. When she puts her vehicle in reverse, moves about a foot, then puts it in drive, and from what I see, you correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I'm seeing, she didn't gun it. The most aggressive driving happened after the shots were fired, and I suspect she was incapacitated to the point that that vehicle just proceeded to crash into the parked vehicles on the street. That officer was not backed into a corner. That officer put himself in front of that vehicle. Did this justify the use of deadly force? Well, that's why an investigation will be done. And that's why investigations should be done every time an officer uses force of this magnitude. Based on my experience, based on what I know of this situation, based on what I saw on these videos, not appropriate. 1-877-332-8255. I know there are lots that don't agree with me. The text line was buzzing off the start of the show when I mentioned it. I can only imagine now what it looks like. And I will welcome your texts. I will welcome your calls on this or whatever you would like to talk about. Open lines for the next half hour here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Take it slow.
I want to jump right back into this. We're talking about the shooting in Minneapolis by the ICE agent. A woman was killed yesterday in her vehicle. I'm going to try and swipe out of the way right away. I mean, I've had two people on the text line say I suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. Well, if you listen to my take on Venezuela, I think that probably dispels that. I'm not talking about Trump. I'm not talking about what the mandate is of the ICE agents and whether they're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I'm not talking about that at all. This is not political. I am not giving you a political assessment on this shooting. I am telling you, as a former police officer, operational police officer, and granted things are different between the states and Canada, knowing what I know of this situation and what I've seen on the video, which is always risky because there could be information come to light that has me say, okay, different story. But based on what I know, this is an inappropriate use of force. It's excessive use of force. And I don't like that this woman was shot by the ICE agent. There are so many things that could have been done to hold this person accountable for failing to follow the lawful order. How many ICE agents were there there? Right? I mean, I can hear it now. People are going to say, well, if she's trying to kill a cop with her vehicle, who knows what happens if she gets away? I was just chatting on text line with John from Mesa. John is, he lives in White City, but he's down in Mesa over the winter. John was a member of our police service, and he texts into this show regularly. He and I are texting back and forth on the text line, and he said, if I shot at every person in my career that drove a vehicle towards me, I would have had to go and replenish my bullets many times. So true. So true. I've been in this situation. I've seen where officers were in a position where they were pinned, they couldn't get out of the way, and the vehicle was being purposefully driven right towards them. I'll say it again. This ICE officer stepped in front of the vehicle. There was lots of ways that this officer could get out of the vehicle. He fired, his first shot was fired directly head on with the vehicle. But if you watch the videos, subsequent shots that he took, the vehicle was actually passing him by. And if that's the case, he's no longer in danger. I don't accept the argument that this was domestic terrorism. Was this an unlawful act? Yeah, I would agree it probably is. But I do not think this is domestic terrorism, and I do not think this is an acceptable use of force. Unless there's a new tidbit of information that comes out and proves me different. I could be wrong. 1-877-332-8255. Yeah, the calls are coming in. The texts are coming in. In fact, I'm going to start with Ian in Saskatoon. Ian, thanks for calling. What are your thoughts on this situation?
I watched the video, and I don't know, like you have mentioned a few things that, you know, I won't go into them, but like the difference between U.S. and Canada. I 100% agree that that officer that shot, when I was watching the video, it looked to me like he stepped in front of, like not right in front, he was 10, 15 feet away, I would say. When the one officer was trying to open the door,
Yep. That's
when he stepped in front. So he put himself into harm's way. So if she does decide to pull away, he's put himself there. That said, now the question is, could he have dove out of the way? Did he have to shoot? Because it seems like there was a split second where she started moving and she was going to turn to the right, and that's when he shot. Because when she, you know, crashed, she's way over to the right. She was escaping.
She was definitely trying to get away. I believe you. You're right, Ian. I think she was trying to get away.
I don't know, though, if, like you said, you've been in that situation. I have not. So for that split second, there is a vehicle moving, coming towards me. And yes, we don't know that lady's history. I can't 100% disagree with that attorney general, or whoever she was. But at the same time, it's like 1% her and 99% he shouldn't have shot.
Well, I mean, this is the problem. And you're right. I mean, listen, I did the job for long enough to know. Officers, this is a tough job. They make split-second decisions. And those of us who weren't there have the luxury and the comfort of standing in a comfortable room and second-guessing and making all the... I get it. But if I was a person who stood in front of this microphone day after day and defended the police on everything they did, no matter what, I suspect you would take issue with that as well. I need to be able to say, if they do something wrong or it appears to me they have, I need to be able to say that. And that's what I'm saying here. I just don't like this situation. I want to take another call. I got Kevin on the line from Lorely. Kevin, thanks for calling in. Your thoughts on this Minneapolis shooting?
Two thoughts, if I can, please, Evan. First of all, you have painted as charitable a picture for the actions of ICE here as is possible, and I doubt it's actually that positive, but you've done that, and I don't disagree with that. And even then, I agree wholeheartedly with you. This was an excessive use of force from what we know now, which leads me to my second point. You're right. There needs to be an investigation. There needs to be some kind of review done for sure, at the very least. My problem is, when you've got the person in charge of ICE, Kristi Noem, who's already out stating clearly that this is domestic terrorism and all of the other stuff that she's done in favor of the officer, prejudging everything, how can we possibly trust that any investigation of this that might be done?
I'm going to hold trust. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I'm going to hold trust that that a proper investigation will be done. But, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of people pointing out on the text line that there's a lot of differences between how Canada and U.S. police officers do their job. There was a great text here from Nick. Do you think I could find it right now? Yeah, here it is. Nick in Saskatoon. What grosses me out more than the oodles of unjust police killings in the U.S. is the general public and police beliefs of noncompliance means death. I'm willing to bet, this is Nick in Saskatoon, I'm willing to bet that Saskatoon police in that same situation would not step towards the front of a vehicle to find an excuse to shoot. They would have let her drive away, perhaps follow her, let her flee, take her plates, get her later. Nick, you are bang on. Nick, you are bang on. The number of reasons that constitute the necessity to shoot the driver of a vehicle are very limited in scope, and they usually are when there is, number one, knowledge or an expectation that they're about to kill someone. Insert the argument here where people are saying, well, she was trying to kill the cop. I mean, there are very limited times when you're going to be shooting at the driver of a vehicle unless you fear imminent, instant death to the public or to the police officer. That's the argument that's being made here, is that there was a direct risk to that police officer. And I suggest to you that the police officers were controlling that situation. They could have slowed that down. And if she drove away, I mean, Nick's point is well taken. And I don't think Nick's a police officer. By the way, he ends it with, I'm very thankful that the police in Canada value life more than the Americans and don't have an us versus them at all costs attitude. Thank you for that, Nick. Because Canadian police don't. Canadian police do not think that way. And again, I remember a shooting. It was a very good friend of mine on our police department in Regina who did shoot a person who was driving a vehicle. Hit the person, didn't kill them. And in that case, there was a building, a tree, a dumpster, a number of things that had the officer trapped. And this vehicle that he shot the driver literally changed direction and drove directly into the officer where he had no possibility of escaping. And by the way, the driver of the vehicle was a person with a long criminal history, a person who had demonstrated that he wasn't afraid to take or try to take the life of another person. All of these factors. I'm not convinced that all of those factors were stacked up in this case. Back to the phone lines, 1-877-332-8255. Ken in Saskatoon on the shooting. What do you say, Ken?
Well, I don't make comments on any of these events because I don't see all the angles, don't have all of that. So let's just play it out. However, there's a couple sources that I always go to, things that I've taught my son. So we've got rule one and rule two from George Carlin's brain droppings, which are, and I'll clean them up for you, do not throw feces at armed police officers. And the rule two is don't stand next to somebody who's throwing feces at armed police officers. And I always wanted to teach them, you know, basically don't do stupid things because you never know what's going to happen. And the other one is from the Darwin Awards, which is the average intelligence of the human race goes up. You can't be doing things like that. Whether the police officer was right or wrong, when I see this mayor screaming about this instead of trying to bring down the temperature in the city, is that he's ratcheting things up. He's doing nobody any good. And then you've got the governor going, we're at war with the federal government. This is not going to be good. Where are the level heads? I feel like maybe that police officer shouldn't have shot. Maybe he should have. But these other people, they've had time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They're saying those things.
And they're making
it ridiculous.
They're making it very political, Ken. And that's my point. That's what I'm trying to say is I don't want to get into the politics of it. I don't care. I don't care right now when we're talking about this, about ICE agents, whether they should be doing this work or not, and it's Democrats versus Republicans and blah, blah, blah. I don't care for the purpose of this discussion. I accept that those officers were in the lawful execution of their duty. I accept that. I accept the fact that this woman was defying the direct and lawful order of a police officer. I accept that. There should be consequences. If she had been arrested from that vehicle and put in jail and charged and served time, there would be people that would be up in arms about it. I would not be one of them. Because all of the things Ken just said, there should be consequences. Should it have been a squeezed trigger and multiple bullets to the head? I'm suggesting no. Kelly in Warman, what do you say?
Yeah, I want to say there has to be better options than, whether it be in Canada or the U.S., than killing another human being. Like your previous caller has said, you'll figure it out. Give them that shot. There's no reason to take a life. But I just want to say the erosion of respect that people have for police here, their authority, it's mind-boggling the lack of care that the rest of society has for people that are trying to do their job. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy gig, but it's tough, and people have to be better in order for this not to happen.
Isn't that so true? Isn't that so true, Kelly? Like, people have to be better. I couldn't agree with you more. And this, by the way, does nothing to help the cause of Canadian police officers. I was chief when the George Floyd incident happened. You think I wasn't doing constant damage control, even though this happened in a different country, hundreds of miles away from our province? And we have a policing model in Canada that is much different than the United States, but all police are painted with the same brush. This type of situation doesn't help. And I shouldn't even have to say this, but I'm a police supporter. I believe in the work that police do. I tend to obviously give police the benefit of the doubt. And in this case, I have said it, I'll say it again. There could be situations, there could be circumstances, there could be information that we don't yet know that when it comes out, I'll go, okay. That changes the story. Based on what I'm seeing now, based on what I know, based on my experience, that's how I'm forming my opinion on this. We need to take a break. Mark in Regina. Dave in Saskatoon, don't go away. We are going to get to you, but we'll take a break. We'll come back and finish up this discussion on Open Lines. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. My bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty when you call me. Talking about this shooting that occurred in the United States yesterday, a Minneapolis shooting that took place. One of the ICE agents that was doing their investigative work in a neighborhood ended up shooting a woman driving a van who is believed to be, or I'm assuming it has been proven, that she was a protester who was not following orders. However, the question is, was there legal justification for this? According to the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, there was.
It's very clear that this individual was harassing and impeding law enforcement operations. Our officer followed his training, did exactly what he's been taught to do in that situation, and took actions to defend himself.
So, was she harassing and impeding police officers? 100%. No argument from me on that. Was it justified to pull the trigger and shoot? That's where I'm taking exception. That's where I feel like it was an excessive use of force. Mark in Regina, how do you see this?
Well, I do see that the ICE agents are facing a lot of public backlash to the point where their hotels get canceled the night before and they are assaulted on a regular basis. But I want to bring up the fact that there is video footage floating around on the social media that shows a front view, and the vehicle actually makes contact with the police officer that's in front of the vehicle before he shoots his first round. And he's pushed back, and then that's when it shows the separation for his second round. So I'm surprised that nobody's actually seen the other footage, because I've seen it. It's all over social media. Mm-hmm. And that actually, when they slow it down, that first shot, after the first shot is when the steering wheel does turn towards the right, away from the officer. So it's not like they were trying to move away from the officer. They hit the officer shot the person, and then the steering wheel turns right.
Right.
The second point I want to make is this person, I've been told, like, I mean, it hasn't been confirmed, but they're not from that state.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, they were brought in to disrupt.
I don't know if they were brought in, but I have heard that they're not from the state. And Mark, you know, I'm not disputing that police officer could have had, there could have been contact with the vehicle. That's very possible. I'm really struggling with whether or not there was enough there for lethal force, and don't believe there was. Dave, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to get you on your thoughts.
You know, I like to support law enforcement as much as I can. And I'm not saying this guy didn't make a bad decision. I mean, these split-second decisions, you just can't sit there and in an armchair and say this was right or this was wrong. But I you know, when's the last time we had a police officer killed in the line of duty in Canada? Because I'm looking at the stats right now, and in just 2024, there's 167 police officers died in the U.S. in the line of duty. It's a different world over there, and the anxiety's high, the frustrations are high, and you know, that police officer made an on-the-edge decision, and it turned out terribly for her. But she shouldn't have been there. If she would have just been doing what she'd have done what she was told to do, it wouldn't have happened.
Dave, thanks for the call. That is where we're going to leave this discussion for now. We're not done with it. I'm sure it'll come up again. In fact, we got open lines tomorrow, and we're trying to bring in a guest that can speak to this from a next level of expertise on this one as well. So, lots more opportunities. Thank you to everyone that's called in and texted in. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back. We're going to change the topic. We'll talk about, we got lots to talk about. Thanks for joining us this morning here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.